Why did Britain, between the years 1750 and 1788, pay her whalemen in bounties of upwards of £1,000,000? And lastly, how comes it that we whalemen of America now outnumber all the rest of the banded whalemen in the world, sail a navy of upwards of 700 vessels, manned by 18,000 men, yearly consuming $4 million of dollars, the ship's worth at the time of sailing $20 million, and every year importing into our harbors a well-reaped harvest of $7 million. How comes all this if there be not something puissant in whaling? But this is not the half. Look again. I freely assert that the cosmopolite philosopher cannot, for his life, point out one single peaceful influence which, within the last 60 years, has operated more potentially upon the whole broad world, taken in one aggregate, than the high and mighty business of whaling.